There are other voices, other pressures, other calls. And something will shape us. Someone will shape us. So we need to filter out all those other voices and learn to hear God's word. Over the past few months, we have done a lot of learning about praying in the congregation. We've had the short Alpha prayer course, and one of the big emphases in it was simply taking time to be quiet, to listen. Then just recently, we had a couple of weekends of Dr. Derek McKelvey helping us think through all the issues of prayer ministry, and a big, big part of that was simply being quiet before God, hearing his voice through the Bible, by his Spirit. We need to learn to listen. But it doesn't finish there. James says it's not just calling us to be listeners. We're called to also be doers of the word. Because the truth is this, we can listen and it has absolutely no impact on our lives. We can deceive ourselves that we're doing okay. So maybe we are reading the Bible every day and the bookmark is just moving page by page down through the Bible and we're feeling very good about ourselves. Every day I read the Bible, we deceive ourselves because we've left it just at listening but not doing. James says it's like someone who looks in the mirror and then walks away and 2 minutes later has forgotten what they look like. That's what it's like to read God's word, to listen, to see what it is he calls us to be and do, and then just walk away and do nothing about it. It's like forgetting what your reflection looks like. We're called to listen and do. Jesus said, by their fruit you will recognize them. Talking about believers. By their fruit you will recognize them. Not just because they're the people who listen, that's so important, but they're then people who live it out. People who are doers of the word. By their fruit you will recognize them. By the lives they live. Doing, built on listening. But we need to be clear. We need to be clear that we are never saved by our doing, by our activity. What James is not saying if you do all these good things, if you look after the widows and the fatherless, you're saved. James is not saying that. Because we can all do good things. But we could never do enough good things to earn our way into heaven. What James is saying is that Jesus has saved you. When Jesus died for you, he canceled that unpayable debt of sin in your life so that you could be free. He's done that. It's up to us to accept. And then our doing of God's word flows out of having been saved through faith in Jesus. Our doing is a consequence of having been saved by Jesus. Not the way that we are saved. Not the way that we are put right with God. That's what Jesus did. But as a consequence of what Jesus has done, we do his will. We do his word. May God give us the grace to listen to each other, to those around us, and especially to him. May God give us the grace to accept that word that he has planted in us and then to do it, to live it. And may he be given honor and glory in us and through us. Shall we pray together? Lord, in a moment of silence, we bow before you and listen for your word to us. Lord, forgive us that many times we have heard and listened and known your call. And many times we have walked away. This day, Lord, as we listen for your voice, give us the grace to accept it and to live it through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We're going to join together to sing again. It's a song that is a song of sacrifice as we offer up our own lives to God. I will offer up my life. And during the singing of this song, our children leave for Sunday school. our offering is part of our worship. And so we now bring our offering to God. And during the offering, we're going to sing together this wonderful song that brings us back to surrendering ourselves to the God who reigns in us, allowing God to reign in us, listening for his word, accepting it, living it out over all the earth. Lord, reign in me. During the singing of this, we receive our offering. Maybe when the offering plate comes to you, you can stand at that stage so that by the end of the offering, we're all standing together.